Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. This week sees the release of The Green Lantern number 1. This is a new book from DC Comics that's written by Grant Morrison with art by Liam Sharp and Steve Olif. And I'm pretty excited about it. I've realized in the last couple of years that I've always been a Green Lantern fan. And so to celebrate, we're going to talk all things GL this week. We're going to just look at everything. Maybe not the Ryan Reynolds movie, but I don't know. We'll see. Today, though, we're just going to look at Green Lantern in video games. So Green Lantern, he's one of the, you know, big seven. He is one of the biggest names now, I guess, the Green Lantern, because you know, it rotates between all of them, as we'll look at on Wednesday. But, you know, a Green Lantern is almost always part of the Justice League in every, even the Justice League Europe and stuff. We had Guy over there. And as such, he's appeared in a whole lot of video games. John Stewart was in Justice League Heroes. You can unlock Hal Jordan and Kyle Rayner. John Stewart also showed up in the Justice League Heroes United arcade game. Hal Jordan was in Mortal Kombat versus DC. And I know that game, I can say a lot about that game. I'm thankful for it because it got us Injustice, but yeah. Guy Gardner was in the Wii version of Batman Brave and the Bold. Hal Jordan was in the DS version. And there's, in the Wii version, you can see Alan Scott in there. They made a video game called Green Lantern Rise of the Manhunters that was set in the same universe as the Ryan Reynolds film. Yeah. On DC Universe Online, you get everybody. I mean, Kilowog, Kyle Rayner, John Stewart, Hal Jordan, Alan Scott, Guy Gardner, Sinestro shows up. Everybody is in that game, and it's really cool. In the Lego games, in Lego Batman 2, Hal Jordan is in there. In the Lego Movie video game, it's Hal Jordan. In Lego Batman 3, you get Hal, Guy, John, Kyle, Kilowog, and the Duck Dodgers Green Lantern. And the Duck Dodgers is kind of your guide in a whole lot of the parts of the game, which is really cool. I mentioned Hal Jordan's in Injustice, so he's a Yellow Lantern and a Green Lantern, depending. And you can be John Stewart or Jessica Cruz as well, if you unlock those skins. And he comes back for Injustice 2, and so does John Stewart, the different skin. So, you know, he shows up a lot. Infinite Crisis, Hal Jordan shows up in that too. And then in the upcoming LEGO DC Supervillains, you're going to have Hal, John, Jessica, Simon and Dig as characters. And way, way back when, there was a game called, well, before that, you see, this goes on with the Green Lantern being part of the Justice League. You know, it's in these big ensemble games where you have all these characters. In the Sega Genesis classic, Justice for All, it's a fighting game that I love. There's no Green Lantern, but you see him a lot. And you don't see him on his own a whole lot, which is interesting. At one time, they were going to make an Emerald Twilight story that was going to have Kyle Rayner versus Hal Jordan Parallax, but it got canceled and didn't happen. And rightfully so. You know, I've been thinking why you don't see him in video games. And the truth is, he's a hard character to make a game for because they are so powerful. You know, in a fighting game, he limited to certain moves and certain things. But if it was a Green Lantern game, he was the only one in there, you would want to be able to use their powers to the best of their abilities. And there's really only one franchise out there that gives you that type of freedom, and that's the Scribblenauts series. So, you know, if you could find a way to use that same, not the engine, but that same interface where you just spell a word and boom, it's created, you know, I think you can make it work. Do some kind of turn-based RPG, which I hate turn-based RPGs. But for Green Lantern, that was what you would need. And that would give you time to spell out whatever you were trying to make. I mean, it wouldn't be infinite stuff, but as we've seen in Scribblenauts, there's hundreds and hundreds of things that you can spell and make and create. And that would be about the only way, you know. You couldn't really do justice to Green Lanterns in a fast-paced, like, dark, action-y style game, because they just, unfortunately, the way the powers work, it's just not that way. You know, with the RPG style, you would have to keep an eye on your battery, make sure, or your ring, I guess, technically, make sure to juice it up sometimes, like when you stopped and rest, make sure that you charge it. And the more and more I think about it and put thought into it, it would be a pretty cool game, you know? And having a party totally works for the Green Lantern Corp. You always, you know, not just because they're part of the Justice League, but the Green Lanterns themselves, you know, there's 12 of them on Earth. And you have, like, Kilowog and Chip and everybody, the huge Tomare, the huge cast of characters that there are would be wonderful. You know, you start off as a recruit, create your own Green Lantern, and as you go through, you can get, like, Jessica or Simon or Kilowog or somebody to join up with you, and maybe on some missions you need Kilowog strength, on other ones you need Jessica's stealth or cunning, or I don't know. Like I said, I don't play a whole lot of those games, but I think that's how you can make a Green Lantern game work, and it would be fun, and you could polish it and make it look real nice. I mean, there's some beautiful, beautiful RPGs out there, and yeah, it needs to happen. I would love to see it. Warner Brothers Interactive, there you go, perfect pitch. Just list me as, like, a producer or something, or original idea by. I really don't care. Put a Night Nerd poster in the background of a level. That's all I ask, really. It needs to happen. Make it happen. What do you think? Would you play a Green Lantern RPG? Let me know in the comments below over on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheNightNerd. We're also on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. Make sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Leave us good reviews on iTunes and everything. Subscribe. That way you get this show, blah, blah, comics, blah, blah, curse words, and Family Sounds. Check out our companion network, DC Animated Adventures. Lots of great things going on just really everywhere. I'm going to do some holiday contests coming up that we're super excited about. So, but yeah, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
In brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light!